Morning Watch, Joshua Judges, Ruth Training, Week 12, Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery. Wednesday Related Verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Genesis chapter 2, verses 9, 16, and 17. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Verses 16 and 17. And Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of it you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 16, 19, and 20a. If you obey the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I am commanding you today, to love Jehovah your God, and walk in his ways, and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, then you will live and multiply, and Jehovah your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. Verses 19 and 20a. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live. In loving Jehovah your God, by listening to his voice and holding fast to him, for he is your life. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. And this is the testimony, that God gave to us eternal life, and the life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 13. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit, for what is profitable. Verse 13. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Related reading. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the Apostle Paul indicates that the teachings of the Judaizers can be compared to the deceitful word spoken by the serpent to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. In other words, Paul likens the activities of the Judaizers to the serpent's work on Eve. From reading Genesis chapter 3, we know that the serpent distracted Eve from the enjoyment of the tree of life. The way he turned her away from the enjoyment of the tree of life was to point her to another tree, to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which issues in death. The tree of life is simple. With this tree, there is just one element, and that element is life. The tree of life issues in life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, on the contrary, is complicated and also complicating. With this tree, we have good, evil, knowledge, and death. The Bible as a whole is a development of these two trees. The tree of life signifies God in Christ as the Spirit to be life to us. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil signifies Satan as death. Satan is the power of death. The tree of knowledge of good and evil signifying Satan as death includes knowledge, good, and evil. The serpent distracted Eve from the tree of life by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with its complications. The proper understanding of death is that it denotes separation from the enjoyment of God. This means that if we do not have the enjoyment of God, we are in death. Likewise, if we are separated from the enjoyment of God, we shall die. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, death is separation from the enjoyment of God. Life is the opposite, for it is the enjoyment of God. When we have the enjoyment of God, there is no separation between us and God. We are in life, and life operates in us. In distracting the believers from the tree of life, Satan seeks to separate us from the enjoyment of God as our life. For centuries, the subtle serpent has been using teachings to keep God's chosen people from enjoying him as their life. For the most part, these teachings are related to knowledge, good and evil. But such teachings result in separation from God. The best way to discern a matter is to discern according to life or death. We need to ask questions like this: does this teaching help me to enjoy the Lord more and bring me into life, or does it cause the poison of death to be injected into me? You may find that if you accept a certain kind of teaching or preaching, taking it into you, immediately your inward enjoyment of the Lord is cut off. Some things function like insulation that stops the flow of the divine electricity. Therefore, we must learn to discern, to differentiate matters by life and death. Thank the Lord for the secret of real discernment. The secret is to discern a preaching or teaching by whether or not it helps us to enjoy the Lord and gain more life supply. If anyone's preaching cuts us off from the enjoyment of the Lord, that preaching must be of the serpent, of Satan. Many of those who have left the Lord's recovery have neither the life supply nor the enjoyment. This is an indication that they have taken in something that is not of the Lord. The genuine ministry of the Lord always strengthens us in the enjoyment of Him as our life supply. Anything that cuts you off from the enjoyment of the Lord is of the serpent, but anything that causes your enjoyment of the Lord to increase is of the Spirit and of the New Testament ministry.